We did have a bit of news this week, and that was President Obama made his proposals for economies in the federal sector, mm-hmm. and one of them was it's a little hard to understand, but they would eliminate something called the FERS supplement
right.
for people be hired in future. And in short, since that doesn't affect anybody in government now, but in short, what it would mean is when they did retire from the government, if they retired before age 62, they would get a smaller annuity than they had anticipated. This is a problem because law enforcement people, LEOs, they call them, air traffic controllers and certain other people are required to retire at age 57. Mm-hmm. So for them being, they would be forced out at 57, but they'd have to wait until age 62 to collect their Social Security. They would not get that supplement. So that's
right.
one thing. The other, the more significant one, is the president proposed raising the retirement contribution. That is the amount you, as a federal or postal worker, kick in toward your own retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think it's 0.8% for people under the FERS system, and it's, I believe it's 7% for people under the civil service retirement system. This would increase that 0.4% for each year for 3 years for a total of 1.2%. So bottom line is 3 years from 3 years from the end of the pay freeze, you'd be paying an extra 1.2% for your retirement benefits. Wouldn't increase the benefit, wouldn't decrease it, but it would decrease your take-home pay. Hence we called it the diet paycheck proposal.
Mm-hmm.
But what I said in the column, and interesting that all three agreed with me, and Dan, not as much, but is that it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Because last week we were talking about possible increase in the retirement contribution of 6 to 8%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that
that's a lot worse than
you would definitely
than this.
You definitely notice it, and it could be coming yet. It could come from this super committee, this bipartisan bicameral committee that's supposed to make its proposals known by November 23rd, which we giggly know is Turkey Day.
Yeah. Well, that's why I have a hard time hyperventilating like some folks have. You didn't, and I appreciated that coverage on the Your Turn show today. But some folks have just gone nuts about this, and it doesn't really mean anything yet, does it? I mean, it stakes out the White House position. That,
right.
I don't mean to minimize that.
Right.
But it doesn't really
it could have been
hold
worse.
Any weight
and
yet.
A lot of people were speculating that the president would add another year to the pay freeze. He just tossed that in because that's a significant savings, but he did not. Steve Watkins, the Federal Times, speculated that what the White House is doing is it sort of put in its minimum ante, and they said, okay, we're going to make them pay a little bit more for retirement, but that the White House is leaving the dirty work to the Republicans. Let them make their proposal, and then they'll go along with it.
Hmm. All of this is interesting, and you've pointed this out a couple of times, both on the air and off the air, from a president who was very heavily supported by federal employee unions especially.
You know, what it shows, and it should not be any surprise to anybody, but a candidate is one person, a president is another. And, you know, they often say that the people that get you elected, the staff, that's not the people you want to have around when you are chief executive.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronald Reagan, there was one union that supported Ronald Reagan, candidate Ronald Reagan. Guess what it was?
Air traffic controllers.
Patco, yes. And several months later, he fired all the air traffic controllers who were out on an illegal strike.
Mm-hmm.
So things change. And if you look at statistically, numerically, and I've had people from the right and left and Republicans and Democrats say this, the best president that federal workers ever had as far as improvements in benefits and things like that was Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure.
Yeah. Any thoughts about where this might lead? Do we still no clarity there, I guess?
I don't think so, and I don't think anybody knows. I don't think the principals on the committee know now. There's so much emotion involved in this, and as all three of the guests said on the show this morning, things that have happened that have not happened before. You know, whenever we talk about a government shutdown, those of us who've been around a long time sort of roll our eyes and say, okay, they're playing poker, they're playing chicken, they'll go to the last minute, they'll back off, maybe they'll let them be out for a day or two, but everybody will get retroactive pay. Mm-hmm. Most people won't even miss any pay because of the time, the pay period cycle. So you go to Ocean City in early October and have a nice time.
Yeah.
A free vacation on Uncle mm-hmm. Sam. With the FAA furlough, the 4,000 non-air traffic control people and 65 or 75,000 private contractors who were furloughed and won't get pay. And now apparently the FAA people are, there's no move to give them back pay. So the rules have changed, and I would not speculate on anything.
It's really waking people up, isn't it?
It should. And it's the kind of thing, you know, we, and our sort of our mantra here at Federal News Radio is don't scare people. Don't hype it. You know, things can be bad enough at times, but this is one where there's not a whole lot you can do other than joining maybe this Federal Postal Coalition or one of the groups that mm-hmm. they are in it. But, you know, don't panic. Don't have the cyanide tablets at hand, but do pay attention.
I'm very excited that you're tweeting.
Yes, yes. It's rather pathetic, but you mean my new language?
No, your Twitter handle is at Causey _WFED.
Okay.
So you're on Twitter.
I need to get a ghostwriter for that.